Hi, welcome to Tales of a Psychic Child. I'm Angela Teresa Ejic, and I was born psychic and a medium. Signs of a psychic child are wise beyond our years. My mother said I spoke a full sentence like, "I want water," or something around the age of 8 months. At 8.5 months old, I was already taking my first steps and walking. So that would be a sign. By the time I was 2, I could read books. My earliest memories to let me know that I was different, we lived out in the middle of the desert, and I remember feeling extremely homesick. Now, I was with my family. There was no reason to be homesick. My parents were there, my cousin who was raised as my brother, and they would be there playing, and I would play with them sometimes, my cousins and my little brother. But I would have to go sit on the front stoop of our house in the middle of the desert, Arizona desert, and look out. And I always kept and look up, really. I want to go home. I just want to go home. But I would say it was a feeling of just not being where I belong. Maybe not being old enough. I did have a problem with not being old enough to do things because, again, advanced beyond my years, I couldn't understand why there were certain things I couldn't do that I knew I could. I had tried them, I probably could not have done them, but I tried. So I always thought I could do more than in the physical body that I was in at the time that I could do. I don't know if that would be psychic or just being a child. I remember the homesick sickness quite well, and I would write stories starting about 3 or 4 years old, make up stories, because I always wanted to act. So I would make up stories and have my cousins and myself perform. I was always the lead, of course. That's probably why I'm in theater now and been in theater most of my life. I would perform, but I would make up these storylines, and they were always about orphans or people who were not home. And I loved movies and television shows about that, so I was certainly influenced by that. But I'd love to watch a story about an orphan. All this. I had both my parents, and I didn't want to get rid of them. I just had this tie to orphans, the orphan train. When I saw that years later, I had a strong tie to the orphan train. So there might be something there with past lives. Now, when I learned more about past lives, I found I did have a lot that I was alone. That was the first signs that there was something going on with me, the homesickness and not quite being able to articulate where it is that I wanted to go home to, because they would ask me and I said, "I just want to go home." And my stories had to do with reuniting with your true people.